This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Oh, wow, nice iPhones. This should be an iPhone commercial right here.
We saw you outside there in that scene. It was very, very, very clear. You popped out of the cockpit, and you had this look on your face. No, you were climbing down. You turned around and had this look on your face. Can you talk about what you were thinking in that moment when we see the close-up of you? And can you tell me what's happening in the overall scene?
What was I thinking?
Well, I don't know you. Kind of motivation, right?
I was like, I wonder if the hot dog truck is still out there.
That may be it, right?
I was like, where, you know, because normally I wear glasses, right? So I was like, where is it? I can hear those journalists eating my hot dogs. What I was thinking was probably, what's going on? What's happening here? You know, we were just turned over and shit hit the fan, and I thought it was all good, and now there's more trouble. So, where's Mila so she can save me?
So how does that big vehicle get turned over? Can you talk about that at all, or that scene before? I believe it was probably the scene before this, right?
Am I allowed to talk about that? How it gets turned over? So we're driving in the snowstorm. You can't see anything. You can barely hear anything except the snow and the wind buffeting. And then suddenly, a submarine comes. There we go.
Nice. How does your character get involved with Alice's storyline at this point? 5 movies in, where do you come from?
You know, as far as I can tell, I've just been fending for myself, I guess, doing, taking care of business and banding up with some people. And then it seems like I... how much of this can I talk? Can I, everything? Cool. All right, so apparently what's happened is Alice is in a bit of trouble, and Wesker, you know, needs somebody who's... what's the word? smart enough and strong enough to go in. Save Alice, you know what I mean? Leon, right? That's the first thought that comes to mind. Definitely. Obviously.
What's going through your head, sir?
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking. Yeah, right.
Is Ada part of your kind of crew? Ada and her and Leon have history in the
Games, yeah. Definitely. And you know. The way that I imagined it, and obviously, you know, there was sort of no backstory besides the games and stuff. Yeah, that's what I imagined, is that we've sort of had this romance that sort of never really... We're always missing each other. It's kind of like, you know, Mulder and Scully and X-Files type of deal, where you're waiting for it to happen, but it never does. And maybe in the next one, I'm hoping.
Well, it sounds to me like there's Leon potential movie spinoff. Given that,
I don't know if a movie is right. Franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Series, TV series?
TV series, movies, toys, you name it. I'm down. You know, this character is so fun to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are really, really great. It's a great group of people. And I'm having a blast, for sure.
Well, they had Sony made a CGI feature film, like a Resident Evil feature film.
Uh-huh.
I'd never seen one of these things like in a theater, so I went to go see it at the Egyptian in Hollywood. And when the Leon cartoon character came on the screen, every girl gasped. So if that's the reaction a girl's going to give to a cartoon character,
they're going to be so disappointed. You know? How can I live up to this cartoon character? I don't know. You know.
There's a lot riding on you, man.
Pressure.
I had never heard such a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, the fans will like it, you know, and enjoy it.
Did you consult the game at all, kind of beforehand, before you started filming? I mean, did you go and play the games?
I did watch quite a few of the odes on YouTube that have... you know, people have put together these clips and things, and so I did. Are we playing footsie?
Yeah.
Nice. Subtle. Subtle. Yeah, subtle. Anything you want to know. Anything. Ask me anything.
Not just the women.
Yeah, yeah. Boom. Should I put my coat back on? I'll stop flexing. So, yeah, I watched some of those YouTube clips, and, you know, it was super cool and fun. And it's, I had no idea when I read for this part that, you know, I kind of figured this is, you know, movie 5 and they're bringing in a new character. And I actually didn't know that there was such a thing as...
Is there anything to gain from watching the video game and from...
Yeah, a little bit. Mannerisms, you know, sort of seeing how he reacts and how he talks, and you know, he doesn't have a high pitched voice, or you know, he's not super, you know, he's. I feel like in physicality and sort of actually the way that I naturally talk is kind of slower and stuff is, you know, it matches. So it wasn't like a big huge thing for me to switch into. But I could be totally wrong. You know, there are fans out there that are like, oh my God, he's so not Leon. I don't know.
Message boards will tell one day.
Yeah, and everybody has a different opinion, you know? So.
Can you talk about that gun right there and the type of action you see in the movie?
You know, this gun is actually very little used. Mostly it's my, actually it's not even. Yeah, I got this guy right here. This guy is nice.
Throw away, okay.
Yeah, this is a nice little piece here. Oh, wow. This is a little par ordnance. And
What is it?
Yeah. It's a 45, you know, tactical. It has a little tactical thing. It's a par ordnance. You want to touch it?
Yeah.
Right. See, that works.
Yeah.
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 It's got
a laser and a flashlight and everything.
It's 1911.
Yeah. Yeah. But most of the time I'm actually firing off my SIG machine gun, which unfortunately I don't have here on me right now, but I named her Sheila. And we get along very well. And she's just a beauty. When I first got here, I had an option of sort of testing out a couple of different weapons, and she just spoke to me. It's like cutting butter. It's like, it's beautiful. So I will miss her dearly.
Do you have much like hand to hand combat in this? Like with like, do you get to use that that big beast of a knife right there? Or
you know,
pretty much guns for you.
Yeah, I'm a little upset about this because I had this really cool knife fight scene that they unfortunately have removed right now because we're so behind schedule. I think that they had to take it out. It was badass.
Who was it with?
And I don't know if you guys can talk to anybody about it and put it back in. It was, you know, it was with one of the guy I was fighting was this like 300 and something pound giant zombie, pure muscle. It was a great fight. So hopefully, I'm manifesting. It'll still be in the film. As of right now, I'm not using it. We're talking about possibly using it in the end sequence if the other one is truly, truly out. And if not, then, you know, I don't know. But there is some hand-to-hand combat. Very little, but a little bit. Yeah, I wish there was more because I immensely enjoy it.
Cool. What other action sequences are you involved with?
Besides this end fight here coming up? Well, there's... There's a lot. One of the big ones is when we're in the Red Square in Moscow, and we just got these zombies just, you know, coming at us. And these ones aren't just like the regular. They're actually firing weapons and bazookas, and you know, there's a ton of them. And then at some point we ran out of bullets there, and I have to take some of them on hand to hand, which is fun. And then the big action sequences in the car when we're in Rolls Royce and firing out the window, and we got the zombies on motorbikes chasing us, and then we got the big lickers. Love that name. And they've got Uber Lickers, right? Super Uber Lickers? Well, who knows? They're all coming at us. So there's lots of fun action stuff here.
Talk a little bit about the 3D and working with Paul and, you know, 3D cameras and everything like that.
First time 3D experience working on it. It's really cool. Just watching the, I talked to Paul about it a little bit, just trying to find out like what's the difference and stuff. And he, you know, I could totally get this wrong right now, but I think he said there's like two lenses, or it's just a different way of the camera is built. But it looks really great. And it's funny because I wear glasses normally too, and so. So when I look at the screen, it's all blurry, and you're supposed to put it on, you know, 3D glasses. But I didn't realize in the beginning. I just thought because I wasn't wearing glasses, I'm like, oh, it's blurry. It's like, no, 3D. I was like, oh, yeah. But it adds, I feel like it definitely adds, especially action stuff, you know. You feel like you're much more in it and involved. It's cool. Way cool.
How much time screen time do you get with Kevin Durant?
And lots.
Yeah, because Barry, my video game knowledge might be off, but uh-huh. Barry and Leon don't get together, I don't think, in the games at all.
So. What do you mean? Get to
like, I mean, in terms of partner up,
stop playing footsie with me.
you know, fight alongside each other in the games. So.
Well, I don't know about the games. But here we're basically partners.
Oh, that's cool.
In crime.
Nice.
And or in on this mission, and you know, basically best friends type of deal. I think
okay.
Super close. Yeah, what a great guy, man. Yeah. He's awesome. We had so much fun, you know, working together, and also obviously working with Kevin and Boris. You know. First time, I feel like there's actually people towering over me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm the little guy. Feels great.
Does he have the beard? Or does he have kind of...
He does have a beard.
Okay.
Yeah, he does have a beard. Nice. Yeah, I wish he was here still. He's just such a pleasure to work with.
Yeah.
Great guy. Great actor. Wow. Yeah.
Was this one of these things where we've been hearing from some of the actors that they got cast and it was like really, they auditioned and very soon they were cast. Was it one of these things for you?
It was, yeah. I came up here to screen tests, I think, probably like on a Monday. No, it was actually, I think it was a Friday. And then by Monday I knew. So it was quick.
A lot of times when people book a gig, they buy themselves something. Did you buy yourself anything once you booked it?
Yeah, I did.
What present did you buy?
I bought myself a trip to Thailand for a month.
Nice.
Where I'm going to right after I'm done filming.
So. We have to wrap this up because you're needed on set.
All righty.
There you go. We'll have fun in Thailand.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoy.
We'll do.